name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous, blessed Sabbath. There's a prayer that the priest prays at the opening sensing, or the deacon, at the opening sensing of liturgy when he goes around the altar. And we say about Christ, in tomb with the body, in hell with the soul, in paradise with the thief, on the throne with the Father and the Spirit, where thou balance Christ, filling all things, thyself uncircumscribed. That in this mystery of God become man, in this mystery of the incarnation, the Lord is simultaneously in the tomb on this day, in his body. He went down to hell, down to Hades, in his soul, in his spirit. He was still on the throne together with the Father. He was in paradise, as he promised the thief, today you'll be with me in paradise, on the throne with the Father and Spirit was our boundless Lord, filling all things, still omnipresent, that we believe that God, the Trinity, is not broken. Is not broken by the fact that he has become one of us, he's become human, that he remains together with the Father and the Spirit, and that he is boundless, he is nothing can circumscribe, nothing can encircle, nothing can enclose the reality of God. And we call this the Blessed Sabbath, the blessed day of rest, and yet, even on this day, even on this holy day, the Lord is not resting. Or rather, he does what he likes to do for his day of recreation, which is to go and recreate the souls of all those that have departed, all those that have gone before, all those that never got to hear his message on this earth. That it was his good pleasure, his good joy in his soul to go and preach the same good news to the departed, to those that had lived before, had lived B.C. before his coming, before Christ, to go and preach to them the good news of salvation. Offer them the possibility to be recreated in him, to be united in God, that they would enter into as well the mystery of God's light and life as he gives to us all. So this is a very important day in the life of the church, this blessed Sabbath. God rested on the seventh day from creation. He rested on this day from his incarnate works, from all the works he did as a human being while on this earth. And he glorifies himself by his humility, by his self-emptying, by his condescension to suffering and mockery and death and burial. And yet he still pours forth light. He still shows us the truth. He still prepares to open for life for all by smashing, by opening the doors of Hades, by breaking down the ancient barriers. And the icon of this day, the icon of the descent into Hades, becomes the icon that we most identify with Pascha, with the Holy Resurrection, because of what the Lord accomplishes today. The destruction of death at its heart, at its core, at the heart of the matter, in the very realm of the dead, in the very realm of Sheol, of Hades, indeed of hell. And so this is our beginning of our rejoicing, the first Paschal liturgy. This is in Jerusalem, the liturgy in which the holy fire comes, and it should have come probably 5-6 o'clock our time this morning. And indeed, God's promise is brightly fulfilled and shown to us in this first great Paschal liturgy. May we have the joy of the Lord now. The purple is put aside. Mourning is suspended. It's time to rejoice and be glad. It's time to take up Paschal joy, both now at this liturgy and at Holy Pascha liturgy tonight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory, glory.